Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mel Almada. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Buster Mills. Batting seventh. The catcher, Tommy Heath. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Mills. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Mills. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting third. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Chapman. McQuinn reaches second base with a double. Almada moves to third. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift strikes out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Almada. Fox reaches second base with a double. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin takes first base on ball four. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to third. Cronin moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath takes first base on ball four. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vozmak. Hefner reaches second base with a double. Heath moves to third. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Heath scores. Hefner moves to third. It's 1-0, Browns. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mills. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Desautels reaches second base with a double. Doerr moves to third. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham strikes out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mills fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Mills. Fox moves to third. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Fox scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Archie McCain now pitching. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Heath takes first base on ball four. Mills moves to second. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-1 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off McCain, and towards Doerr, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hefner takes first base on ball 4. Lefty Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 0-for-2 in the game. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McCain fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cronin is hit by the pitch. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Higgins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cronin moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. Chapman bunts towards the mound. Mills fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cronin moves to third. Higgins moves to second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0 for 1 in the game. McCain hits a fly ball into left field. Mills settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hefner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Mel Almada is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almada is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almada hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops it up and throws to first, with McCain covering, for the out. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clift moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Vozmik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmik is 0 for 3 in the game. Vozmik hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Cronin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Eric McNair now playing shortstop. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mills hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hefner hits a line drive into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Almada settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Desautels is walked intentionally. Archie McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is 0-for-2 in the game. McCain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Hughes pinch hits for lefty Mills. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn McQuillan pinch hits for Mel Almada. Glenn McQuillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuillan is called out on strikes. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.